Now on to another sensitive subject, money. Specifically, how to get your relatives off your gravy train. In the weeks ahead, we're going to bring you some common sense information about etiquette, relationships, diversity. But today, it's about the money, honey, family and money. Relatives whose hands always seem to wind up in your pocket. They may have good reasons or not. But how do you decide? To help us sort this out, personal finance guru Alvin Hall is with us from our New York bureau. Welcome to Tell Me More.
Thank you, Michelle. I'm glad to be here.
Well, thank you. Alvin, how often does the subject of relatives and money and whether to give money to relatives come up among your clients?
It comes up a great deal. Today, I think it comes up more often because of a phrase, unconditional love. Today, people take unconditional love to mean that you must support people through good times and bad. If they need money, you should give and give and give. But then there's a distortion of that phrase that occurs in the recipient. To the recipient, unconditional love means that I should always have access to your money.
Is this a source of difficulty on its own, or are there people who tend to have trouble with relatives have other money issues in general around setting boundaries or budgets or whatever?
I think it's people who tend to have money issues surrounding setting boundaries. They always feel they should have access to your money. In fact, they often distortedly believe that it belongs to them. I remember one lady that I dealt with, and she was in financial trouble, and she said, "What I don't understand is why my parents don't give me my inheritance now so they can see me enjoy my inheritance." And I said to her, "But your parents are only in their 60s. What if they need that money?" "Well, it's not their money. It's my money, isn't it?" She had already taken emotional possession of her inheritance before her parents died, and she wanted it now.
Well, what about the parent side of it?
They were horrified. They thought they had raised their daughter to be more responsible than this. But then I pointed out, I said, she really is looking at you as the bank of mom and dad.
Let's bring in a listener who posted a comment to our blog. He could use your help, Alvin. So, Stan,
okay.
Welcome to Tell Me More.
Thank you.
What's your question?
My question involves a brother. He's a great guy and he's a great worker. But it seems like every 3 to 5 years he'll lose his job because he got in some clash with his boss or something like that.
Yes.
And then he'll call me and he'll call my brothers and we'll sort of bail him out because he calls us at the last minute when he's about to be put out of his apartment or something like that.
Yep.
And I'm particularly, you know, worried when the time comes for retirement, what's he going to do? Is he going to still be working when he's 70 or something like that? And
no, he's going to be calling you, Stan, to borrow money.
That's what I'm worried about.
That's what's going to happen, or he's going to move in with you. Your brother is very good at a form of manipulation. Mm-hmm. He never calls you when he's about to make the decision to leave the job because he really doesn't want your input. Mm-hmm. He only wants your input financially when he gets to that crisis point so that if you say no, you feel bad, you look bad. So he's really manipulating you and your brothers. At some point, you're going to have to sit down and decide to let your brother fail.
Wait a minute, Alvin. Let's ask Stan. Stan, do you feel bad if you say no? Do you ever say no?
I have never said no.
There was one time
a few years ago where I bought a piece of art that was pretty expensive. And one of my other brothers said, "Why are you buying art that's so expensive?" when my other brother was losing his house. And so I felt bad. So, yeah, I always feel bad, and I always give him money.
But that's normal because you're unable to say no to him because he manipulates you. Yes, he is a good person. He is a hard worker. But he also doesn't want to take full responsibility for his actions. And that's the lesson that you need to find some way to have your brothers get on your side and help him learn that lesson, even at this point in his life.
Mm-hmm.
So, Alvin, can you give Stan some useful tips or something concrete that he could do that to change this dynamic?
Yes. I think first, he needs to set limits on the amount of money that you will give to your brother or loan your brother, because I'm sure he almost always forgets to pay them back.
Exactly.
So set a limit on it. And you should also view any money that you give him as money that has gone away. So if you can't afford to lose that money, then don't give it. And then gradually lower the amount over a period of time and say to him, finally, "I've given you money through all of these situations. I've reached the end of my road with this." And say it kindly. Don't say it in a hostile way. But you need to learn that I am not your safety net. And you may be surprised that if he doesn't have you and the other brothers to fall back on, he may actually step up to the plate.
Mm-hmm. Stan, sound good?
Sounds very good.
Okay, thanks very so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Alvin, I think the trickier issue is not whether if you have a sibling or a family member who is himself or herself irresponsible, but if that person has kids, you're thinking to yourself, if I withdraw this financial support, I'm not just hurting this person, but you worry about the kids.
That's a real tough one because I've seen this up close and personal. Some people I know of in another city had all three of their daughters go through a divorce and move back home with their kids. The parents are in over $40,000 worth of credit card debt. They have maxed out the equity in their home. And now they see the possibility that in their 50s, they may lose their home. At some point, they have to look at their children as adults. Their daughters need to solve the problems for themselves by driving themselves into bankruptcy. The parents aren't helping. Yes, it's sad to see the kids have to suffer and not get what they want, but I'm sure it will just be a slight diminution in lifestyle. It's not as if they're going to be on the street. You know, these are things that people have to go through to get themselves back on the right track financially and emotionally.
Oh, tough love. Alvin Hall's latest book is You and Your Money. It's more than just the numbers. He joined us from our studios at NPR New York.